WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's on Packer Avenue in South Philly. You can join Eagles fans at the Chickie's and Pete's at Terminal E at the Philly Airport Friday before heading to Tampa for a tailgate at the gate party starting at 8 a.m. Nothing like bunch of Eagles fans, beer, and crab fries at 8 a.m. in the airport.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it sounds
like
shout out
to the Eagles fans that took over.
Oh, my goodness.
Took over the Bayou last night, yesterday.
It was crazy.
Over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw the videos from Elliot from the Fans of Philly thing, and when I see him posting that, I know he loves Fans of Philly. We all love Fans of Philly. I'm like, that's just a small slice of what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then you hear at the game, when, on the Saquon run, the roar sounded as loud as any roar that happened for a Saints play.
Yeah.
You know, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible.
I feel like we haven't seen a Eagles running back be able to have that kind of burst. And, like, Shady was side to side. And, like, he broke it against the Lions in 2013. But the way, like, Saquon just kept speeding up, he reached his highest speed since 2019 on that run.
Like 5 years ago. Yeah, that's incredible.
21 miles an hour.
That's incredible. Barry in Philly, you're on WIP. Barry.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Barry?
What's up, Barry?
Hello?
Oh. Hi, Barry.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, listen, I just called to say, hey, what's going on? Can y'all hear me?
Oh, my God.
Buzz, please talk to him. Jeff in Aston, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas, how you?
Hey, Jeff.
We can hear you.
Hey, Jack. Listen, guys, I don't think Nick is going to make it.
Too many wins?
Yeah, I mean, look. Even if he, outside of going to the Super Bowl, that's the only way Nick is going to keep his job. And I think that Nick has put himself in a position to where he is not even the leader of the football team. He doesn't have the influence like he used to have over this team any longer. That's Jalen.
How do you figure?
How do you figure Jalen is the leader of the team?
Because not just because Jalen addressed the team last week. I know that was a big deal, and Nick didn't. But to me, Jalen has kind of taken over, like, talking with the guys, encouraging the guys, and being the focal leader, from what I'm hearing, of the Eagles team.
Well, this just happened this year. You do know he was probed and prodded to do that this year. Because before this year, everybody was like, he doesn't have to be vocal. He doesn't have to talk.
Well, yeah, right. But he was probed and prodded because they had a huge culture issue last year.
Right.
So when you look at that, let me ask you guys this.
Mm-hmm.
What influence does this head coach have over any portion of our team right now?
Let me ask you this.
He was hired to be an offensive guy.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Why is it that every player to a man vouches for Nick Sirianni?
I think they like Nick. I like Nick. I really
do. Well, why do they like him? Why do they like him?
Because he's a nice guy. I think he's a good influential type of person. I'm answering your question.
Uh-huh.
I think they like him because he's a nice guy. Anybody ever say that his stamp is on the offense, the defense, the special teams, any portion of the team?
All I can do is ask the players. Everybody on the outside thinking they know exactly what Nick Sirianni does, they don't. They're just guessing. You're not in the building. I'm not in the building. I'm not in meetings. I'm not on a practice field. What the players say about him. That's all. I'm just telling what the players say about him.
Okay, so now, does that translate into results on the field?
Because look at his win-loss record since he became head coach.
It's a good win-loss record. He's got a good team. Okay, no doubt. You can't question. Listen, I'm not questioning his wins and losses. He's over in abundance. He's gone to a Super Bowl. He's gone to a championship game.
He's gone to the playoffs every year that he's been here.
But when you look at the team now, that was then, this is now.
Okay.
Look at the decisions that he's making. These decisions that he's making, Ike, are not good decisions.
Well, yesterday he had a bad day. I wasn't one of the people who criticized him last week.
No,
everybody else had a problem with what they did on fourth down. I didn't. Yesterday, we're going back and forth here. You don't like him. I get it. I'm just telling you, that the players that play for him do like him, and they do respect him.
I think they respect him. I think that they like him. But when you look at the decisions that he's making, like the Eagles could have, there's two games at least that the Eagles should be undefeated. If he makes,
if Saquon catches the ball, they're undefeated.
You're right, no doubt. But this is where you get into critical games with opposing coaches and quarterbacks that are really, really good, and you cannot afford to make these kind of mistakes. My thing is this. When you look at the team by and large right now, because they had a huge culture issue now, that's gone. Who is your – when all the smoke is gone, now who is your real true leader on the team? And I don't think it's him. I really don't. And I
here's the thing. The team isn't built up of one leader. There's several leaders. There's several voices on the team. We know all this already.
Let me ask you this, Ike.
Yes.
When you go to Kansas City, do you think that there's a
you're comparing him to arguably the greatest coach ever, or be one of the top five coaches ever?
Can I just add here?
How about Detroit? What about Dan Campbell? What about him?
Dan Campbell is a leader on that team.
What makes him a leader?
Because he has number one, the team's identity. His identity is on that team. They fight and they scratch and they claw for him.
You don't think the Eagles fight and scratch and claw for Nick Sirianni? Give me an example
not
where
anymore.
This team. Hold on. Give me an example other than those last six games last year, because I know that's what everybody points to. But what other time did the team lay down for Nick and quit on him?
No, I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about now.
Okay.
I'm talking about what the makeup of this team is now. I think that the team fights and scratches and claws for the players and the leaders on that team that are right now. That's BG. That's definitely Jalen. That's I can't remember the other guy's name, the veteran on the team. But the Eagles do not. The Eagles are not, to me, in my opinion, fighting for Nick Sirianni. I believe that this is not an issue. I'm not even talking about last year. I'm just talking about right now, and I think it's reflective on his decision making and his decision making.
So who do you think they fought for yesterday? Each other?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I really do.
I know that's easy to say, though, but he's the coach.
He's the coach, but look at the players. The players have been rallying around each other. They have been. And to me, again, I think Jalen Hurts has more influence on this team now than Nick Sirianni does.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be critical of Nick, because Nick has a good record and he's been there. But we're talking about then as opposed to now. I think now it's a totally different makeup in terms of leadership and identity, especially identity on the team.
Can I ask you something, Jeff?
Sure.
When Andy Reid was here, didn't we consistently criticize him for game day decisions in terms of clock management?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. But it ended up that just because you're not perfect at everything, you can be good at other things. So you said his decisions are killing the team. Isn't it possible? Yes. Don't you think Nick Sirianni makes more decisions all week than the one you didn't like yesterday?
No, I really don't, to be honest with you. Okay. I think he confers with the coordinators on the team. And I think he looks at what they're doing, and I think he talks to the coaches. But when you ask me that question, do I think that he has more influence over – he doesn't have influence over play calling. We know that. He doesn't have influence over the defense. He definitely has influence over the special team. So what – you guys tell me, what does he have influence over?
I don't know. I'm not on the team.
Okay, but how about
Spike ask? Hold on, Brandon will be here in an hour or so. Let Spike ask Brandon.
I'm going to ask,
and then see if you believe Brandon when Brandon tells you.
He won't.
I'll tell you right now. I believe what Brandon says, but I'm gonna say this, Ike.
Yes.
I do believe that Brandon is going to look out and not put his coach under the bus.
So then there's nothing that anybody can tell you. Your mind is made up.
When you look at this team, and I think that honestly, when I look at the decisions that he's making, It's almost like he's trying to recreate that aura that he had over the team, and he did have it, but it's not there any longer.
Well, he's not going anywhere. I don't know what to tell you. He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
You don't think that he won't be replaced if he don't get to a championship game?
No.
Okay. Well, we disagree.
Oh, okay.
Brothers?
I mean, I disagree with a lot of people who thought he was going to be fired last year. It's okay.
Well, no, I didn't think he was going to be fired.
Well, but you're not the only person I talked to. There's a lot of people that thought he was going to be fired and should have been fired.
Okay. I didn't know that. All I'm talking about is this year, particularly from what I've seen based on these three games.
Mm-hmm.
What I've just seen in terms of, like, I've never seen Nick make bad decisions like he's made these first three games.
They're only bad decisions when the players don't execute. I agree with you on the fourth down yesterday. If Saquon catches the ball, how is that a bad decision? The game is over.
I'm done with this.
Well, I was just waiting. I was waiting for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done. It's like the dog's chasing the tail.
Yeah, it just comes back to if his only job is to set the culture and you feel like they are fighting for each other and they're digging deep, but then it's Jalen who
Mr. Quiet.
Yeah, I admire the fact that he has clearly taken what they told him to heart and mm-hmm. he has tried. Mm-hmm. But it is quite a leap to say that a guy who player said it came out through leaks that the entire organization thought that he was not enough of a leader last year, to all of a sudden after three games the entire team is playing for him instead of the coach. It just seems like quite a leap, doesn't it?
Yeah. I understand Nick is not everybody's cup of tea. I get that. But what we do with him is we like to pick and choose when we want to rip him, we want to place the blame on him. We rarely give him credit for anything.
Nothing. Nothing.
So I just don't get it, man. I don't know.
So,
I know he's quirky, but I think sometimes we get to a point where we've told ourselves so often that Nick Sirianni doesn't do anything that we get to a point we just, and I say we, I'm speaking collectively, it's almost disrespectful to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. If they make the playoffs again, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, if they make the playoffs, unless they get embarrassed in some sort
way. Unless they were to lose, yeah.
Yeah, in a completely embarrassing way, I would find it hard to believe. Because whatever the setup is, it is what the Eagles wanted.
It's what they wanted.
It is what they wanted. So I said a little while ago, there was some, you know, and Rios brought up the nastiness from CJGJ, who, by the way, got away with a late, threw a guy in the, at the side, got away with one yesterday. But him and Jalen Carter. So here's what CJGJ said after the game yesterday.
That's been the top offense in the league coming into today. What'd you guys do?
Top what?
The Saints?
In
terms of points?
Top what?
You ready?
Top what? Ain't nothing get over that top from shout out to Slade, shout out to Q, shout out to Vontae, shout out to Reed, shout out to Ringo, shout out to Coach CP, shout out to Coach JK, man. Best secondary in the league, that's the case.
I think I made out most of that.
Yeah. And then, so it was CJGJ after the game, and we all saw Jalen Carter at the end of the game making
I
didn't know what was going on there.
So he was yelling at the fans, it looked like, and he was also yelling at Tyrann Mathieu, who was on the field. Mm-hmm. He was just giving – so the defensive line coach tried to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Then Nick tried to stop him. Then –
Big Dom.
Big Dom tried to stop him, and no one could stop him.
Yeah.
Do you like that stuff? Do you like the CJGJ stuff after the game, the Jalen Carter stuff toward the end of the game? I know the coach is different than the players, but we didn't like when the coach did it last year. Do you like when these guys do this sort of stuff?
Yes and no. And it's a slippery slope. Because then when they go overboard and something happens, then we can't all of a sudden rip them because they're showing personality and they're showing attitude. I like it, especially for my defensive players. I want them to have a little attitude. I was okay with CJ. He's pumped up after the game. He's basically saying, all y'all were talking about the Saints and how great they were. We took that to heart. It's disrespect, and I ain't seen none of that today. I'm more okay with what he did. Jalen, you don't – it's a bad look, right? When your coach, your head coach,
dumb,
the head of security, all have to come over to try to calm you down.
He wasn't listening to any of them.
No, it's more of a bad look than anything. It was semi-harmless, but you see that, and you're like, what the hell is going on over there?
All this, what goes through my head is maybe the Saints are a real team, and maybe in the playoffs we're facing the Saints.
Right.
Do I want them to have any extra motivation after, when I'm facing them a second time, when they want revenge anyway, that they have two things that are bulletin board material,
sure,
that those players are going to remember? I'm not in the locker room. I don't have to do it. But Jalen Carter specifically, you know, but great. You had a great game. I don't know, 14 more of them. And then then we could have some conversations.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was okay with CJ. He was in the locker room.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at that at the end of the game yesterday. I'm like, what the hell is going on with Jalen Carter right now?
It was crazy.
I thought he was into it with somebody on the team.
It was mostly the fans.
But it was the fans, yeah. I come to find that out a little bit later. But in the moment, I didn't know what was going on. I just see them trying to grab him. And he's like, get off me. And I'm like, man, even Big Dom can't even slow him down.
Clint Hurt's bigger than him, which was
– yeah.
Clint Hurt's a big dude.
Yeah.
And no one was calming him down.
No, it was –
I didn't want a flag or something.
Yeah.
Like somehow that it gets onto the field and then somehow the Saints come back and win. I don't know. That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
James in Orlando, you're on WIP. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Mm. What's up, James?
Hey, first of all, shout out to Jack for getting final out. High hopes listener, counterpoint listener. I'm really happy for you, Jack.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Oh, look at that.
Final out tonight of a clinching to win the division.
Fingers
Absolutely.
Crossed.
Absolutely. We're going to win it tonight. So I want to talk, I think, some unsung heroes. You know, the right side of the line. Only one penalty after they came in, and they just rolled over those guys, you know?
Yeah,
Saquon doesn't run all that ground unless the right side of the line is doing their job.
I hope both guys, Lane Johnson specifically, just because it was a concussion. When I saw Lane Johnson walking off the field, I was like, oh, we're cooked. You know, we're cooked. And then I saw they showed the little clip of Mekhi Becton on the sideline trying to grab and push, and he couldn't do it because of his finger. And I was, oh, we have no chance whatsoever. It's astounding to me.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hand
injury.
I knew that was coming.
Come on, it's a one-year deal. What are you, a baseball player?
Yeah, come on, big dog.
Yeah,
I need you back out there.
Tape it together.
Yeah, tape it together, brother.
Yeah, and then, you know, second of all, shout out to Jahan Dotson for getting three Saints players to just knock into each other to make Dallas Goedert so wide open.
Yeah, shout out to that defensive coordinator for calling man defense.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you be in man coverage on 3rd and 16?
I was just saying the same thing. I was like, that's just bad defense.
Yeah, well, also when the other team needs to score a touchdown.
Right.
Eagles needed to score a touchdown. So, yeah, it was – I agree with you, James. The fact that the right side of the offensive line played the way that they did after losing Becton and losing Lane Johnson. And we've seen the stats so many times about the Eagles' record with Lane and without Lane over the last several years.
Dude, they won a game in which we lost the turnover battle again.
Mm-hmm.
Three straight weeks.
And got a punt block. Would y'all forget they got the punt block?
Oh, I did forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That felt terrible in the moment. That felt like a game loser, actually.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
I know that feeling. Getting a punt block.
Unbelievable.
Man, I won that game yesterday. You don't win the game usually when you – we used to have a stat, and this is 20 years ago when I played. Well, Harbaugh used to drill this into our brains about how important it is to not allow a punt to get blocked. It's like 80-some percent of teams will get the punt blocked, they lose.
Well, good to be in the 20% yesterday.
Like,
good to
goodness.
Be in the 20%. Those
and
plays –
turnover battle.
Block kicks, block field goals, and block punts – feel like giant momentum.
Oh, demoralizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from even the punt one, this is obvious, but from a field position standpoint, you go from the other team having the ball on their own 15 to having the ball on your 30 is just a massive swing.
Yeah.
It's a turnover. It's essentially a turnover.
Did they score off of that?
I don't remember.
I don't think they scored off that punt block, did they?
I don't remember.
Maybe a field goal? But I don't think so.
Well, they barely scored.
They barely scored at all.
All right. We have about an hour until the Brandon Graham show starts. If you're in the area, or maybe if you're heading to the Phillies game, you can stop by Chickie's first, see the Brandon Graham show. The Phillies will be on WIP, but you'll be able to watch and listen to the Brandon Graham show on the WIP YouTube channel. We do have an hour of the afternoon show until then. 215-592-9494. Coming up next is the top 5 of 5. And, Jack, today it is game balls.
Yeah.
Will Jack give a game ball to Jalen Hurts? That is the question. We will find out next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.